Shmuel Agnon won the Nobel Prize for Literature at age 78, way back in 1966. Nice little detail about aging, right? But a relative youngster won it today, 69-year-old French novelist Patrick Modiano, whose books were ranked 71,000 to 590,000 to 4 million something on Amazon as the announcement was made today. Don't try to order them now. A lot of the Modianos are suddenly on back order, including Missing Person, described as an elliptical, engrossing rumination on the essence of identity and the search for self. Isn't that the definition of a French novel? All right, cheap shot. Carolyn Kellogg joins us, writes about books for the Los Angeles Times. She's also vice president of the National Book Critics Circle. Carolyn, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you know, let me just get my chauviniste out of the way. I don't know him at all.
Well, that puts you in very good and large company, I believe.
What should we know about him, if anything, and how surprised were you?
Not all that surprised. He was ranked by Ladbrokes, which is a betting house in England, at like sixth going into the final stretch.
Well.
But he's much better known in France and in Europe than he is here. He has been mostly published by small independent or academic presses. And he isn't one of those hipster authors like Nausgaard,
right.
Although he seems to write like sort of mini Nausgaard-y books.
And in terms of the Nobel, why do you think he qualifies, if you do, as a Nobel author? I mean, there are a lot of obscure authors who made it to the Nobel. In many ways, it seemed as though the committee was trying to resurrect the backlist or acknowledge someone for preserving a language or a culture, that sort of thing.
A lot of times the Nobel Committee is motivated by a sense of social responsibility. So the winners are people like Toni Morrison, who are wrestling with big moral issues like the legacy of slavery. So it seems, from the little bit I know of Patrick Modiano, that what he's doing is looking at the closely examined life and memory, and some of that memory has to do with the legacy of World War II in France.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who didn't get the award. DeLillo, Cormac McCarthy, among the Americans. Joyce Carol Oates, who is prodigious as well as a skilled writer. Philip Roth is always talked about.
Yeah, I think of all those writers, Philip Roth is the one who people tend to think, oh, he should have it coming. But one of the judges of the Swedish Academy said very clearly that he thinks that Western literature is suffering from professionalism, from a lack of intellectual rigor. And so if he continues to be a big force on the judging committee, I think that Philip Roth has a long wait.
The Nobel Committee doesn't consider popular literature to be the kind of literature that they care about. They're definitely looking for some other set of qualities, and I'm looking at some of the other strong contenders, at least in terms of people trying to predict what the committee would do. Haruki Murakami, Ngugi Wa Thiong, these are people who are writing very much in the tradition of some of the other writers not terribly well known in the West.
That's true. I think it's interesting, though, that if you look back at the past when they did acknowledge American writers, that some of them, like Hemingway, wrote very accessibly and were big bestsellers. And Faulkner, although he's known for his like intellectual novels, he also wrote pulp novels. So the high and the low sometimes come together in a single author's work.
Well, lots of diversity in literature, and you know that's part of what the Nobel Committee is celebrating here. And we celebrated along with them the winner of the 2014 Nobel Prize for Literature, French novelist Patrick Modiano. Carolyn Kellogg writes about books for the Los Angeles Times. She's also vice president of the National Book Critics Circle. Carolyn, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I got to go read some Patrick Modiano now.
I bet you do.